بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Sorry folks for my apologies for the delay here. I had a bit of a spill here. الله المستعان. let us get started. بإذن الله تعالى. We are going to be looking at a few things today, inshallah ta'ala. Firstly and most importantly of that is First and foremost is the review of past and present tense. We are also going to practice a review of the command and forbidding, inshallah. We are going to do a bit of the Quran study that we did not finish last time. Inshallah, after that, we will be able to, I think that will pretty much take up all of our class. That's what happened in the morning, actually. So those are the main two things that we will be doing, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. My apologies again for the bit of a delay here, but we're good to go now, inshallah. Okay. Here we are with our command and forbid practice. I'm actually going to open a second document called practice. And in that second document, practice, we are going to be practicing. All right. I am going to refresh your memory, inshallah. Firstly, by going to the place where we studied the command, which is right here. Okay, so command tense, as you'll recall, is as follows. Oh my goodness, today is mashallah one of those days. Okay, the command tense is basically starts or deals with you. Okay, it deals with you, and our step by step process is firstly we start with you. Okay, so ta'alamu, for example. Then the next step is what? Next step is to stop, right? And that's how we make madzum. All right? That's how we will make madzum. Then we chop the next one. And that is the ta in the very beginning. Then we add the hamzatul wasl for the sake of pronunciation. Okay? So I am going to, just give me a second here, just fix something. There's a couple of fi'l, inshallah, that I would like us to look at, inshallah ta'ala, today. Okay? Okay, firstly, I want us to do the following. Okay, I want us to say the following thing, which is you make sajda. So do this one with me, please, inshallah. Okay, do this one with me, jazakumullahu khairan, where you are saying you make sajda. So step one here is to start with you, right? What is that? That will be tasjudu. Excellent. Tasjudu. Jamil. Next step. Next step is make madzum. Chop, right? Chop the last part. To make madzum, you have to like chop something. In our case, in tasjudu, it will be the Dhamma at R3. Alright, that will become Tas Jud Jamil. Step 3. Chop the ta. Very nice. I'm left with this thing right here. Excellent. And finally, I add I add Hamzatul Wasl, which now I have learned, alhamdulillah, how to do. And what haraka goes on the Hamzatul Wasl, oh folks? Tell me. Dhamma, right? Because we have a Dhamma on R2, right? That is the reason why we Dhamma there. And this is now pronounced what? It's pronounced as Usjud. Excellent. Usjud. Very nice. Jazakumullah khairan. All right. You all make sajda. Let's start this one as well. How do I start? The correct answer is tasjuduna. Very good. Tasjuduna. Excellent. Step 2. Chop. Take a mazoom. What would that be? Tasjudu. Should I add the alif to protect? I should add that. Perfect. Okay, step 3. Step 3. Chop the tap. All right, very nice. I'm left with. Can I pronounce this? I can't. So I need to add Hamzatul Wasl, which would be what? What goes on it? Dhamma, thank you very much. All right. So that will be Usjudu. And very nice. That is our fair. Okay. Now, I'd like you to look up for me the tashkila takes based on R2. Excellent question, Sister Sister Maria. Let me show this to you right here. Okay. This is an important note. On page 16, that would be easier to just type page 16, alhamdulillah. All right, page 17, in fact. Okay, look at what it says. It says that, black box on the screen, mashallah. All right, how's that? Better? Alhamdulillah, perfect. It says Hamzatul Wasl to pronounce, correct? What does it say? If R2 has a Dhamma, add Dhamma when starting with Hamzatul Wasl. Otherwise, do what? Kasra, right? Kasra. That's okay, alhamdulillah. That's why we need to refresh our memory here, inshallah. Dhamma, if it is R, 2 has Dhamma. Otherwise, Kasra. It will never take what, people? For family one. It will never take Fatha. Okay? It will never take Fatha. All right, very good. Sister Nadia had a question that I didn't read. Okay. This is how we're going to write the homework with the fishtail and the tashkil. Or do you just... that for the demo. Which one is that fishtail? Oh, that's just for the demo. No, that's just for the demo. The Hamzatul Wasl, that's for demo. The tashkil, in fact, is needed. The tashkil is required for the homework, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? If I think you're referring to the homework, which is the quizzes or other things that are coming up, then yes, that is the tashkil that is required. Okay. Not homework? Okay. Sorry, I have a sore throat as well. I would like you to tell me. There's a question, Sister Mahdiya. Okay, you can type your question while I'll ask you something. I would like you to tell me how. I'm going to give you root letters. Ra, Kaf, and Ayn. Okay? I want you to tell me what is the past tense and present tense. All right. What is the past tense and the present tense? Tell me the past tense first. My sister Madia is questioning about why we don't look up command in dictionary as before. I don't remember us looking up command in the dictionary. Maybe you're referring to the Quran corpus. Those are just examples of usage, right? Yes or no? Okay. Correct answer for this is raka'a. Excellent. What is the present tense here, people? Here's how it works, in case you forgot. Raka'a, that's the past tense, correct? Yes or no? Yes or no, people? Okay. Then, R2's tashkil is determined how so? By looking at this. So I write as follows. Yar, then... And then I'm going to make it marfu' by default, right? Marfu' by default by adding a dhamma there. Do you agree with that, people? Does that make sense? Notice this is family. What family? Family one. That's how it is in family one. Okay? R1, so family one. Family one. Okay. Here's the thing. R1 takes a sukoon. R1 takes a sukoon. R2. So actually, let's do this one more time. Okay. In a better way. Family one. Past tense. In case you don't. Remember, okay? R1 will have what? Fatha. Yes or no? Then R2 will have whatever it does. We have to look it up. That's why we looked up raka'a. In this case, R2 refer to the dictionary. Okay? And then R3 has a fatha, but that fatha is, of course, when we are doing he, right? And if it's raka'u, they, it turns into a dhamma, and so on and so forth. Do you remember that, people? For the family one, is that clear? I hope that refreshes your memory, right? Yes or no? Family one present tense. Family one present tense. Here is what we have to do. We start with what? Ya with a fatha. Ya with a fatha. Jameel. Okay. Followed up by R1 with a sukoon, ahsantum. Okay. R2 is what? Dictionary lookup. And that's that A right here. Yes? And then finally, I have R3. By default, it's marfu', mansub, or madzum. What is it by default? So I'm going to put what here, people? Dhamma, right? But again, the Dhamma can be changed according to the circumstances. Is this, are we okay with this? Do you remember this, people? This is fine. This is family one. Okay? Excellent. All right. I'd like you to please tell me how I would say you are bowing. By the way, raka'a yarka'u means to bow, right? To bow down. To bow / make ruku'. A change to what? According to circumstances, Dhamma will be changed according to, if it's a mansub, it will become fatha, madzum, it becomes sukun, right? If it's the five fi'ls, it will become yarka'ani, yarka'una, etc., etc. That's what I was referring to. Right? Okay. Yeah, you are bowing. Tarka'u. Very good. Okay. Jamil. Sorry. Tarka'u right there. Excellent. Barakallahu feekum. Next one. Please make the following. You make ruku' / bow. I'm waiting for a few more people to answer. MashaAllah, a few of you have answered. So I'm going to start. I have tarka'u. That's how I start. Make a madzum. Tarka. Chop the ta. Can't pronounce that. Add hamzatul wasl. And what goes on the hamzatul wasl? Kasra, very good, right? Because R2 is not a Dhamma, right? R2 is not a Dhamma. So you add a Kasra. And that's what we did there. Alright, excellent. MashaAllah, well done. Okay, never a Fatha on the Hamzatul Wasl in command tense in family one. That is something we've already established, alhamdulillah. Okay, next up, you all make ruku', please send this as a private message. Private message, please. Okay, you all make ruku'. MashaAllah, very nice. I see some very good answers. Ahsantum, MashaAllah, well done. I'm looking for command. Very good, MashaAllah. Perfect, MashaAllah. Yes, Alhamdulillah. Okay. Let us start. I will start with you all. Tarka'una, right? That's you all. I make a madzum. Chop. Right? Chop the ta. The step 3. Add hamzatul wasl. Step 4. And it has to have a kasra and it becomes irka'u. Huh? Irka'u. You with me, people? Very good, alhamdulillah. Some of you, I sent some feedback. I try my best to either read your answer or I try to type some responses to you, inshallah. So try my best to keep up with that. Okay, very good. Next up, next fi'il we're going to look up is Abada. Please help me figure out what is my past tense and present tense. What is the past tense for Ain, Ba, and Dal? You can say that to everybody, not a private message. It doesn't have to be private. Abada. Perfect. Abada, right? R1 has a fatha. R2's fatha, we figure out by looking at this one right here. And then the R3 has a fatha, alhamdulillah. Okay, very good. Then, present tense. How do I make that? Very nice. Yeah. All right, but the ba has what? A dhamma with the U. Ya'budu, very good. What does abada ya'budu mean? To worship, right? He worships, that's correct as well. That's ya'budu. Abada, he worshipped, correct? But abada is to serve, to worship, to venerate, etc. Make sense, people? All right, very good. Okay, you are worshiping. Please just send it to me. How will you say you are worshiping? Publicly. You can write this. You singular. Very good, mashallah. This is correct. Ta'budu. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Jazakumullah khairan. Okay, next up. You all are worshiping. Jameel jiddan. That means very beautiful. Ta'buduna. Ta'buduna. Again, by default, it is marfu. How do I know ta'buduna is marfu, people? How do I know that? It has a noon. Yes, yes, yes. Alhamdulillah. Oh, that's how we know it's marfu, right? It has a noon. Yes or no? Alhamdulillah. Amazing. Well done. Okay, next one. Please send it as a private message. You worship. Think about it. Sister Lima, try again. Good. It's quite hilarious though. Oh, bud. Very good. Try again, Brother Farhan. Almost right. Step 4. Brother Raid Ahsant. Very good. Ghali, try step 4 again. Mr. Mahdiya Ahsanti, well done. Mr. Razana Ahsanti, well done. Brother Salim's not here today. Ahsanti, Sister Umariam. Uncle Ali, well done. Alhamdulillah. Oh my goodness. Right. Aha. Sister Maria, try step number 4 again. With the Farhan, step 4 again as well. Okay. As you all are, the rest of you are typing this, I'm going to start this. You worship, I start with ta'budu. Madzoom. How do I make a madzoom? Ahsan tabada farhan. Like that. Alright. Then I remove the ta. The ta goes right now like this. Yes? And then finally I add my hamdatul wasl. Now, what is on Hamzatul Wasl? I look at R2. Dhamma, yes or no? Yes. So this will take Dhamma as well. U'bud. U'bud. You with me, people? All right. Here is the thing. Some of you are writing it like this. That is correct. I accept that. U'bud. Also, U'bud. Very nice. Also, U'bud. I like that. All that is good. I think somebody also sent U'bud. But that's also nice. I accept that as well. But this one is not correct. If you have an A in the beginning, abud. No, it has to be ur. Or urbudu. That's incorrect because you put a dhamma here. Right? The D for you has to have nothing after it. That's how you show it's madzum. Right? If you have a ya in the beginning, clearly you've missed the point. Right? Because you have to make it start with ta. And if you have just the abud, you haven't done step three, which is chop. Right? So that, unfortunately, is incorrect. So just some notes about how to say this correctly, inshallah. Are you with me, people? The thumbs down is, that's all what I could find there. Yes? Okay, very good. Next up, you all worship. You all worship. Private message, please. Did I wait? Ahsant Abdul Farhan. Ahsant Abdul Ra'id. Ahsant Sister Nadia. Sister Fazana Ahsanti. Sister Halima, that's hilarious. Well done. Ahsanti. Akka Ali. Ahsant. Sister Mahdiya. Ahsant. Very good. MashaAllah. A lot of you are getting it right. I'm going to start typing this here now. I'll start with you, which is ta'buduna, correct? Then I make madzoom. How so? Well, to make madzoom, I will chop. And in this case, I chop the noon, alhamdulillah. And also, I add this alif for protection. Step three, chop the ta, mashallah. I'm left with this. I can't pronounce it. I add hamzatul wasl here. My hamzatul wasl takes what? It takes a dhamma. And there I have it, alhamdulillah. U'budu. U'budu. You with me, people? U'budu. Jameel jiddan. MashaAllah. Well done, well done. All right. Next one that I need for us to look up in the dictionary. Is he acts? Can you guess what fi'l we're looking for? Get it? Can you guess which fi'l we're looking for? Get it. Some of you got it. Good, alhamdulillah. Fi'l, right? Not ba'al. There we go. All right. What is my past tense, ya jama'a? Excellent. Fa'ala. What is my present tense? Yaf'alu. Very nice. Right? You see the masdar is fi'il. That's where we get it from. Fi'il. Fa'ala yaf'alu. What does it mean? Fa'ala yaf'alu. To act, to do. Right? Yes or no? Okay, how would I say he acts? How would I say that, people? This one is easy, you just did it. Literally like 2 minutes ago. Yaf'alu. He acts in the present tense, right? That will be yaf'alu, correct? All right. You act, present tense. Taf'alu, Jameel. Taf'alu. Okay, they act. Yaf'aluna. They is yaf'aluna. That is very good. Yaf'aluna. Jamil. You all act. That would be remember, you is that. You is that. I don't know what, how to make it more catchy. Okay. Taf'aluna. Taf'aluna. Yes. All right, Jamil. Okay. Now, I'd like you to send this to me. You all act. You all act. Ahsanti, sister Halima. Well done. Brother Farhan, ahsanta. Well done. Brother Rayad, ahsant. Well done. Sister Malim, ahsanti. Well done. ahsanti, sister Fazana. Sister Mahdia, well, Sister Razana, hold on. Ahsanti, Sister Mahdia, well done. Sister Maria, let me refresh your memory. I need command. So I start with Taf'aluna, right? Taf'aluna. Yes or no? Okay. Then I make madzoom. How so? I chop. Chop the noon. Okay. Then step three, I chop the ta. Step four, I add hamdatul wasl. Does R2 have a Dhamma? No. So what will go here? A Kasra. Perfect. If'alu. All right, last one. You act. Actually, second last one. One more thing after that. Very nice. Ahsantum, Sister Nadia, Brother Raid, Sister Halima. Again, I'll start with Taf'alu. Let's zoom. Chop. Ahsantum, mashallah, well done, Sister Madia. I add Hamdatul Wasl. What goes on it? Kasra. Very good, mashallah. If'al. Alhamdulillah. All right, people. So I'm going to do a quick poll here for you. Now, how comfortable do you feel with the conjugation? MashaAllah, I'm glad, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, very nice. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad some of you have answered the question there for the poll. Jazakumullahu khairan. And yes, this is actually a good sign that the majority of you are feeling more comfortable with this, right? Seven and above. And that's awesome. MashaAllah. Jazakumullah khairan. I'm glad. We're going to, inshallah, continue to work on making this better and better. Okay. Next up is forbidding, like the practice for forbidding that we had done, right? So forbidding was, I'm going to scroll from the notes to the very end here, right? All right, you remember this part for forbidding, right? You start with you, and then add a la before it to make the fi'l madzum. You with me? Okay, so how would I say this? You don't make sajda. What do I start with? I start with you in the present tense. That would be tasjudu, correct? Yes or no? That's you are making sajda, right? Okay, step two, what do I do? Add the la. Okay, what does adding la do? It makes this fi'l madzoom. So what would it become? La tasjud. Make sense? And that's how I'd say, alhamdulillah, don't make sajda. You with me? Are you with me, people? Does that make sense? Okay, how would I do the next one? Which is, you all don't make sajda. I'll start number one. Step number one. Tasjuduna. Yes or no? Tasjuduna. Okay. Step two, please send it to me, inshallah. As a private message. MashaAllah, ahsantum. Sister Halima, Sister Nadia, Uncle Ali, Sister Maryam. Well, Farhan, it's very good. Just look at, there we go. Ahsanta, well done, well done. All right, this would be La Tasju. Do. Right? Does that make sense? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Next one. Let's do this one. You don't do. Send it to me as a private message, please. MashaAllah. Ahsant. Ahsanti, Sister Nadia. Sister Halima. Very good. Sister Umariam. Ahsanti. Sister Fazana. Ahsant. Brother Farhan. Step two. Brother Nasir. Ahsanta. Well done. All right. So I'm going to start. I have do. You are doing. That will be taf'alu. I want to make it, I want to forbid. I will add la. Adding la does what? It makes it madzoom. La taf'al. La taf'al. This is something that might help you if you go to like an Arab country or something and someone's doing something random. You can tell them la taf'al. Right? Someone, you go to the haram and you're making umrah. Someone's doing something random. They're talking on the phone while, you know, you're trying to read Quran. You can say, Akhi, la tafa'al. You can say, Ya Hajj, la tafa'al. All right. So try that, inshallah, next time you're in the haram or something. Then you all don't do. What do you think that's going to be, people? Very nice. MashaAllah. La. And I would say, so if I started, like, let me start again. Taf'aluna. I add the la to it. Right? And thus, I will make this madzum by removing, excuse me, the noon. And la taf'alu. That's it. Okie doke. How do you feel, people? Better? Worse? Hopefully not worse. Alhamdulillah. All right. So that's how we work with this. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. All right. Now. Just for some last time. This is the ayah that we were... this is what we're doing now. Now we're going to spend the rest of our time doing Quran study, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? This is the ayah that we were dealing with before, or we were studying before, right? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ Right? Do you remember this ayah? Right? Okay, alhamdulillah. I'm glad you do. Okay? What does the ayah say? The ayah says, from his signs, right? And from his signs is the night and the day. And the sun and the moon. And of course, when we were translated, we would put commas for the connectors. Okay. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ That's where we stopped. Okay. Now I'm going to copy this here. I'm going to copy the rest of the ayah here and paste it like so. That's not a good thing. That's better. Alhamdulillah. And what I'll do just to verify something. Nope. I was... fearing that. Out of it, window. Oh boy. Okay, maybe that's a little better. Sure. And this one too, let's auto fit the window. And let us make it all centered, alhamdulillah. And likewise, this guy as well. How would you look at that? We already have 52 pages of notes here, right? Alhamdulillah. Out of it window. All right. I'm going to keep it like this so that the formatting doesn't go totally out of whack. If that's all right, okay? What's the first, for the first word here that I'm entering in the table? Tell me, people. What is it? What is it? Ya jama'ah. La. Thank you very much. The word is la. Okay. What does the word la, it could mean not, it could mean don't, right? But in this case, we will look before deciding what this is, add the word after. What is the word after? Tasjudu. Correct? Tell me about this fi'il. This is a fi'il. That is... it's madzum, right? So present tense, madzum. Correct? Yes or no? So then this la would be what? Ah, la of forbidding, right? This is la of harf jazm. And then I'll put in brackets forbidding. Make sense? Are you with me, people? All right. What is the actor for tasjudu? Please think about this carefully. You all is correct. Now tell me more precisely. You all, you got it right. Thank you, Sister Mahdia. It's a wow. Representing you all, right? You with me? The wow representing you all. Right? Say something, people. Let me refresh your memory in case you need it. Needs to be refreshed. Right? If you look at this table, this is the marfu' version of it. Right? The you all. You all. The actor is wow. It's representing you all. Right? Alright. La tasjudu. What's the next word that I'm adding here? What is the meaning? La here means? Don't. Jamil. Do not. Don't. Tasjudu. What does it mean? You all sajda or prostrate. Prostrate. Make sajda. Right? Yes or no? So what is the translation of this together? You all don't prostrate. Correct? Are you with me, people? If you like to open your the mic and say this, that might be easier, then by all means. Okay? I would actually enjoy that, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, I'm going to do this. Allow participants to unmute yourself. Okay, because it might be better, it might be easier to do it, just like with the sound, or by saying it. Okay, what is the next letter? Or what's the next word here in the ayah?
Lam.
Lam, right? And then what goes on the lam? Li, correct? Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, li. Okay, what does li mean?
Four
also could mean two, right? We're going to put both of them there. 4/2. Okay. What is li?
Harf jar.
Li is a harf jar. Ahsanti. Who's the sister? Halima. Ah, mashallah. Jazakallah khair, Sister Halima. Ahsanti. Well done. Harf jar. So without even knowing what's next, I can say what here?
Ism majrur.
Ism majrur, right? I don't even have to know what the word is. I know it's ism majrur, right? And that's the beauty. Okay, what's the word that goes here? Is it ash-shamsi or shamsi?
Ash-shamsi.
But I don't see an al here. I don't see an hamzatul wasl. You're correct. Let me explain to you why that's the case. It is, in fact, right? Ash-shamsi. The thing is, when you have li, and when you write it as such, right? Li is the harf jar followed by ism majrur that has an al, right? The hamzatul wasl is omitted in writing. That's the reason why, right? You might remember this when you were doing the word alhamdulillah. You see the lillah? The alif of Allah is not there. Also look at lil qamar. Same thing, right? The alif of al or hamzatul wasl of al is they are not there, people. Not there, right? Is this a good... Do you remember this? Or am I like... Assuming you remember it? Okay. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Okay. What does Ash-Shams mean?
The sun.
The sun. Ah. Excellent. Next word. Wa. Ahsant. Wa... What do you think wa is?
A connector harf?
It's a connector, but it's an advanced connector. Okay? It's an advanced connector. I'm going to say connector for a Joomla Failure. We haven't done this one yet. Okay? It is connecting this, you know, this Lil Qamar to what? To the Shams. The meaning actually is as follows. The meaning is la tasjudu lishams wa la tasjudu lilqamar. You get it? La tasjudu lishams wa la tasjudu lilqamar. That's what the meaning ends up being. That's what this wow, this connector does. The meaning of it, of course, is and right? Okay, perfect. Alhamdulillah. I'll explain this in a little bit over here. Okay? Let me just finish this part. What's the next word?
What?
After what?
To do?
La, right? Wala.
Oh, whoops.
That's okay. Wala. La is what? Now, I'm actually going to tell you what la is. La is a harf, and this time it is for emphasis. It's for emphasis. Harf of, you know, like for forbidding, but it's emphasis. Now, why can't I say it's harf of jazm? Can you tell me one reason why? From like, just think about it and say what. Ali, what do you think?
There's no fa'al after.
Ahsanti, Sister Halima. Well done. There's no fa'al. Right? There's no fa'al. So this is one thing that happens in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses harf to emphasize harf that, for example, have meanings otherwise as like a harf jazm, for example. Right? And this is part of the eloquence of the Quran. Right? If the ayah was la tasjudu lishamsi wa la tasjudu lilqamari, that's very, you know, like verbose. That's too many words. Do you agree with that? If the ayah was la tasjudu lishamsi wal qamari, that's fine. That conveys the meaning. But now if you want to add some power and emphasis without making it too long, that's what you do. La tasjudu lishamsi wala lil qamari. You with me, people? That's the la there is for the emphasis. Is that somewhat clear? I'm glad though you were able to spot why it's on harf jazm. Yeah? Like someone joined me. Should I volunteer somebody? Maybe Sister Solange. Alright. Voila. Alright. Next word. Li. Thank you. What is Li?
Harf jar,
very nice. And before you would know, before you could even say anything, the next one is Isim Majrur, right? Perfect, alhamdulillah. Right away, this is like how you say, when someone says assalamu alaikum, you reply wa alaikum assalam, like an instinct. That's what it should be. Harf jar, Isim Majrur. Assalamu alaikum, harf jar. Wa alaikum assalam, Isim Majrur. Yep. This is not actually my, it's not my thing actually. This is my teacher. You know, I showed you the video of Asif Uncle, the guy who sings, right? That's his thing. He would say these random things and I would just shake my head. I was like, what's he saying? But then subhanAllah, I would never forget it. And now, Allah Musta'an, I've turned him into him. And I use his isms. All right. La. La. Is a don't, right? Also don't. Li 4/2, Jameel. What's the word after? Li.
Qamar.
Al-Qamar, very nice. Qamari. Al-Qamari or Qamari?
Al-Qamari.
Al-Qamari, thank you. And that would be the moon. Very good. Okay, what's the translation here? Don't prostrate to the sun. And don't, and you all, don't prostrate. And then the don't is kind of like in a bold emphasize to the moon. Hmm? You see? Next part of the ayah. I'm going to copy paste it here just so that we don't forget where we are. La tasjudu lishamsi wala liqamari. Wasjudu. I'll start us off here. Wa. Wa means? Wa means and. And right now, we'll just call it a harf for now. Okay? We'll just call it a harf. Okay? Okay? All right. What's the word after that?
Tasjudu.
Close. Try again, Shahadima.
Oops. Where are we?
That's okay. I really appreciate you, by the way, speaking out loud in class, because that is, I'll be terrified if I was a student.
Usjudu?
Ahsant. Usjudu. Mashallah, a nice assist by the rest of the class there. This is good. Alhamdulillah, you're all working together. Usjudu. What is usjudu?
Command.
Command. Tense. Fa'al. Yes or no, people? Fa'il. Think about it. Think about it. Okay, tell me, what is it? File is? Wow, alhamdulillah. Representing what?
You.
Wow.
You all.
You all. Jazakumullah khairan. I'm glad that you all are so amazed for saying wow. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Next word. Oh, by the way, sorry, before that, what does usjudu mean?
You all
make
prostrate.
Sajda.
You all prostrate, you all make sajda, right? Make sajda. Correct? Alhamdulillah. Next word should be easy. Li. What is it?
Harjar.
What's the next word?
Isam Majroor.
Oh, mashallah. Well done, Sister Shalani. All right. Li means?
Two or four,
right? Very good. What's the word after?
Allah.
Allahi, very good. The word Allahi is Isam Majroor. Of course, the word Allahi means Allah. All right. Alladhi. Alladhi. Any guesses of what Alladhi means?
The one who?
Alladhi means? The one who. Excellent. The one who. Jazakallahu khairan. Very nice. I like that. I like that translation. Guess, is it an ism, fi'il, or harf? Take a guess.
Harf?
Ism?
So you have a 1 in 3 chances of getting it right, mashallah. But think about, jokes aside, think about this. So al, ahsanti sister Nadia, you spotted an al, right? That's one reason perhaps. Another is the meaning. The one who, right? Is this like an ism?
Ism.
Right? In fact, this is an ism. And we'll study more about this ism soon, inshallah ta'ala. And it's going to make you very interested, inshallah. You will learn to like it. Yes, we will peel some onions. Alhamdulillah. Allavi. Next word. How many words are here?
Two
words. What's the first word?
Khalaqa.
Very nice. Khalaqa. What's the second word?
Hunna.
Hunna. Okay, very nice. Okay, I am going to ask you to do something for me. Because it would make me very sad if someone said what I would not want them to say. I'm trying to find the pronouns. Okay. You see the pronouns, people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? What pronoun is hunna?
They feminine.
They feminine. Perfect. And more precisely, also, what's the status of hunna?
Mansoob.
MashaAllah. Ahsanti, Sister Umariam and Sister Hadiya, Mansoob / Majroor. Now, how would you know if it's Mansoob or Majroor?
Because it's the Mafood.
Ah, see, this is attached, right? You see how this is attached? Do you notice that? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, Alhamdulillah. What is it attached to?
A fi'l.
Not just from the meaning. No. Meaning definitely, but also grammatically. The question is, what is hunna attached to? It's an attached pronoun. Yes or no?
Yes.
Second question. Follow-up question. What is it attached to?
A fi'l.
If it is attached to a fi'l, then what is it?
Maf'ool.
Maf'ool. If it's maf'ool, then what is its status?
Mansoob.
Very nice. Yes or no, people? Are you with me?
Yes. It has to be.
Alhamdulillah. All right. Khalaqa. What is khalaqa?
He created. Oh.
Excellent. But what is it? Fi'il, more information?
A past tense fi'il.
Past tense fi'il. Excellent. What is the fa'il? Ahsanti
Sister Nadia.
Hidden pronoun he. Allahu Akbar. Where's my topi? I'll throw it up like a graduation ceremony. Okay. I actually had like a coffee spill here, so I have to remove all my items. So my topi is actually removed and drying on the like some place there, so Allah musta'an. Otherwise I would do it for the added effect of, like, you know, yay. All right. So alhamdulillah, that's very good. What is the translation of khalaqa?
He created.
Oh, my wife, the sister. Thank you. Yay. All right. Hunna. What is hunna meaning?
They
are created they. Slash will be very upset at that translation.
Oh, them.
Created them. All right. It's okay. I'm more flexible with the pronouns. It's okay. You can say that. All right, very good. He created them, female, right? Are you with me, people?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excellent. What is the them female referring to?
Ash-shams wal-qamar.
Ash-shams wal-qamar, the sun and the moon. Okay? But that's only two things. Hunna is pair or plural?
Plural.
Mm. So this is actually an interesting thing in the Quran. I'll show this to you. Okay? As we will learn very soon, inshallah, the plurals in Arabic, the plurals in Arabic, particularly plurals of inanimate objects, meaning something that doesn't have a soul, right? Generally speaking, are treated as a feminine ism. And more interestingly, they are treated as a singular feminine ism. Now we'll learn about that. It's in our schedule. Don't worry. Okay. But one of the interesting things about the Quran is that sometimes the Quran references those inanimate objects as if they were animate objects with a soul. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the sky as Thummastawa ila sama. He went to the sky, or he turned towards the sky. Fasawwahunna. And thus did what? Fashioned hunna, right? What's hunna again?
Them.
Them, female, right? Fashioned them into seven skies. Sab'a samawat. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes speaks of the cosmos, which is the sky, basically everything above the earth, right? Everything above the earth. Quite often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them as if they were like humans, animate objects. And in that case, he uses the hunna, the real feminine plural.
But isn't them. There still two?
Still two. But the two represent the cosmos. It represents everything that's in the sky. The sun, the moon, the stars. The stuff that we see, the stuff that we don't see. That's why, that's one reason why the plural is used. The other interesting part of the plural is it's a plural that is supposed to be for like humans. But Allah is using plural for humans for the universe. And that is obviously because the universe has a grandeur and majesty. And also because look at what Allah says. In the Quran, he turned to the heaven, وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ, when it was vapor, فَقَالَ لَهَا, and it said to it, the sky, وَلِلْأَرْضِ, and to the earth, إِئْتِيَ طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهَا, come willingly or unwillingly. قَالَتَ, they both said, أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ, we come willingly. Right? So the sky, the earth, the creation of Allah submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like human beings should be submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'i'een, willingly, gladly. So he uses as a way to honor them the plural and the human plural. I'll return back to this point once we study the non-human plurals inshallah ta'ala. And I think at that point it will be even more interesting for you. But do you at least see why the hunna, the them is used?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. All right, next word.
In?
In. What does in mean?
Who?
Any ideas? In means if, ahsanto. Okay? In is a harf. It has a lot of details. You might write it's a harf of jazm. You won't be wrong if you wrote that. But in has some details that we're not ready for just yet, so I'm just going to leave it as harf for now. Okay?
Okay. So,
okay. Kuntum. Kuntum is another very interesting word that we will learn in more detail later. But before we learn it, I want you to tell me something. How would I say he created? How would I say that?
Khalaqa.
Khalaqa, right? I can just find it. Alhamdulillah, khalaqa. How would I say you created?
Yeah.
No, you created.
Oh, created.
False. Khalaqa.
Khalaqa.
Khalaqta. That's okay. We haven't done past tense in a while. That's all right. MashaAllah, you guys got it. Khalaqa. Very good. Khalaqta. Excellent. How would I say I created? Now you might remember better.
Khalaqtu.
Khalaqtu. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Okay, here's a tricky one that's coming. You all created.
Khalaqtum.
Very good. Khalaqtum. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad you remembered. Yes? All right. Kuntum, does it resemble khalaqtum?
Yes.
It does, right? Can you tell me what is R1 for kuntum?
Kaf.
Kaf.
Kaf. Can you tell me what is R3?
Noon.
Noon.
Noon. What's missing?
R2.
R2 is missing. Yes, R2 is missing. So kuntum is actually... Kuntum is actually kaf... Wow, noon. Those are the three root letters. Remember wow? When you have wow or ya, what do you have?
Irregular
fail. This is one of those irregular fails. But we'll learn this inshallah soon because kana is very important. The fail is actually kana. Kana means he was. Okay? Guess for me. Not just a guess. This is a... Kuntum. What is kuntum?
You all were.
You all were. Perfect. You got it. Alhamdulillah. You all were. You with me, people? This is a fi'il. But I'm going to put a star next to it. Do you know why?
Because it's irregular?
That would be an excellent guess. But do you see this thing in the... Oh, no. Steps two. No, we're going to do this in steps two. You see this thing right here, people? Sentences with kana. Oh, boy. That's when we'll learn about this. Inshallah. Okay? But in the meantime, let's continue. This is something I'm glad you saw. Kuntum, if you all were. You all were. Correct. Next word. What's the next word? In the ayah?
Iyahu.
Okay, this is going to require another explanation. Are you ready for this? I don't want to give you heartburn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say we worship?
We worship, not...
we worship. Okay, let's start with he worship. He worships. Let's start with he worships. Sorry.
Ya'budu.
Ya'budu. Remember that? Ya'budu. We did this quite a bit today, didn't we? Right?
Yes.
Okay. You worship?
Ta'budu.
Ta'budu.
Ta'budu. I worship?
A'budu.
A'budu.
A'budu. Alhamdulillah. I'm glad you're able to get this going now. And lastly, we worship?
Na'budu.
Na'budu.
Na'budu. Jameel jiddan. Very, very nice. Okay, now try this. How do I say we worship you? Or how about, let's start with we worship him.
Na'budu who?
Na'budu
who? What's him?
Who?
Right. Are you with me, people? Everybody else? Na'budu who? Okay. We worship you. This one should be easier now.
Na'buduka.
Na'buduka. Very nice. Okay. Let's analyze the sentence, shall we? What's the fi'l in na'buduka?
A'budu.
Na'budu the fi'l, right?
Oh, yes. Na'budu.
The fa'il is what? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Okay, tell me. Fa'il, fa'il, no.
Is it hidden pronoun we?
Hidden pronoun we. Yay. Right? Hidden pronoun we. Yes or no?
Yes.
Perfect. Maf'ul.
Ka.
Ka. All right. Maf'ul is ka. Here's a question for you. I want to. This is a attached pronoun. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to detach the attached pronoun. I'll tell you why I want to do this, but just, I want to do it. All right? And I want to then detach it and mention it before the fi'l. Are you with me? I want to take this ka. I want to mention it before na'budu. If I want to do that, can I say this? Oh, the thumbs down is there. Killed my dramatic effect there a little bit.
No.
I can't do that, all right? So I will put this here. Right? Is there like a... I'm going to put this as well. That's coming up. If I was to put anta, Sister Nadia, anta is what? What's the status of anta? Tell me. Anta is marfu', right? I need it to be mansub because it's maf'ul. I need it to be mansub. So what do? Iya. Enter iya. Enter iya. It's coming in. Player 2 has entered. Yes, I should copy paste this one here, huh? And what does iya do? It becomes iyaka. Iyaka. You with me, people? Is this now? This is now a word. This is now a whole word. This is a whole word. Okay? Iyaka. Now, can I take this whole word and put it before the pharynx?
Yes.
I can. In fact, in Surah Fatiha, what do we say?
Iyaka na'budu.
Iyaka na'budu. Iya is not the thing that makes it mansub, Brother Raid. What makes it mansub?
Oh, the fact that it's a maf'ul.
The fact that it's a maf'ul. I want to take this maf'ul and I want to mention it before the pharynx. I'll tell you why in a little bit. But just, that's what I want to do. I can't just say ka na'budu. That doesn't make any sense. I need iya. It becomes iyaka. And what do I have? Iyaka na'budu. The analysis of this is what? Fa'il is na'budu. What's my fa'il, people?
Hidden pronoun we.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And what's my maf'ul?
Iyaka.
Iyaka. Right? I need iya to be able to detach the attach pronoun. That's what I need iya for. Are you with me, people?
Yes.
Now I think we finally understand Surah Fatiha. Iyaka na'budu. Why would you do this? That's obviously the logical question here. Any guesses?
To emphasize?
Only. Emphasize, excellent guess. Any other guesses? What's the translation of Iyaka na'budu?
You alone.
Ah, you alone or only you. Right? What is that? We'll call this exclusivity. Right? Exclusivity. You alone we worship. So to be able to take a maf'ul, right? Like ka. And bring it before the pharynx. That creates exclusivity. Only you. And also, as you mentioned correctly, it is an emphasis on the you. You alone we worship. Are you with me, people?
Yeah.
I think I need this emoji now, huh? Okay, that's what Iyaka na'budu means. Alhamdulillah, you alone we worship exclusively. You, Allah, is more important. There's more emphasis on Him. Oh, but it's not lafzul jalala, Sister Nadia. It's a pronoun. It's a pronoun. By the way, when someone says Jazakallahu khairan, what do you usually say? Usually.
Wa
iyyakum. What you're saying is wa iyyakum jazallahu. That's the maf'ul of the fi'il jaza. All right? That's what you're saying. All right. Let's go back to this. Iyyahu is what now? Tell me without even knowing what's coming afterwards. I know you're tired.
He alone?
He alone, perfect. But what is it in the sentence? He alone, maf'ul. Maf'ul, Jamil. Very nice. I have finally ta'budun. Yes? What people is ta'budun?
A fi'l, present tense?
Present tense, fa'il, and what is its status?
Marfu.
Marfu, very nice. And what's the pronoun? The fa'il is you all. Wow. Very good. Wow. Representing you all, right? Mashallah, very nice. This table has gotten a little squished, but that's okay. I'm sure you can make sense of it. Ta'buduna, quickly, please. You all?
Worship.
Worship, right? So, what is the meaning here? If him alone, right? Perhaps I should do this. If Him alone you all worship. Right? And this him alone part is like the reason why Iyyahu is brought before. Wasjudu lillah. Make sajda to Allah. Now here sajda is the literal sajda. And also it is the meaning of the sajda, which is to lower ourselves. Don't lower yourself to the creation of Allah. Don't lower yourself to other things in the world or in the cosmos that are shiny and beautiful. Lower yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Literally sajda to the sun and the moon. That's what people used to do back in the day. But also metaphorically. Also metaphorically. Make sajda to the one who created them all. Make sajda to the one who is the creator, not the creation. If you are worshipping him alone. Alright, alhamdulillah. That is the end of our study of this ayah. But this was an intense ayah, yes?
Yes.
But it is a lot to learn, right? Mm-hmm. Alright, alhamdulillah. Okay, what we're going to do, inshallah, next week, is I'm actually going to revise the schedule a little bit. Because I actually want to not spend time revisiting family 2 and family 4. I feel this might not be the best use of our time. I think this is best for steps 3. What we will do actually is we'll spend a little bit more time on Quran study. Okay? And we will space the rest of the Jumlah Ismiya review out and hopefully integrate that into the Quran study. Because I feel with the Quran study, we get two really beautiful things. Number one, of course, we get to understand the Quran. Right? And that's obviously our number 1, 2, 3 goal. Right? But number 2, what we also get is we are able to apply our knowledge and see like examples outside of the basic, you know, how do I say I make sajda, we make sajda, they make sajda, right? Those are, I think, they become like this diminishing returns in this. After a certain point, it just becomes like you can just guess it and you still don't know it, right? But when you apply it here, right? And you're like, ah, la tasjudu, okay, yes, you all, okay, alhamdulillah. Right? La tasjudu. Now, all of a sudden, it starts to click at a different level. Right? Do you agree with that, people? Inshallah. So, we will be doing more of the Quran study, inshallah. And that's obviously more beneficial and also gives us excellent practice. And then we will be transitioning into back to Jumlah Ismiya, inshallah. That's what we're doing next week. Jazakumullah khair, everybody. I will see you all hopefully in the tutorial. If you're in the tutorial in the evening, of course, you will see Sister Solange. Otherwise, I'll see you on Monday. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Wa iyyakum. Get it? Wa iyyakum. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No.